Bradford Today and Innisfil Today welcome letters to the editor at chris@bradfordtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. We are in the 16 days of activism, leading up to the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women on December 6th, when we pause and remember the 14 young women who had their lives in front of them and were targeted for being female. Their lives came to an abrupt, violent end, but their memory lives on to remind us that we must continue to fight for gender equality and to end gender-based violence. Like many Canadians, I am very disappointed in the increasingly toxic and unprofessional tone and conduct of politics in Ontario, both within and outside of our municipal, provincial and federal jurisdictions. While politicians of all backgrounds and identities are facing growing aggression, women, particularly, Indigenous, 2SLGBTQ+, and racialized women, are more frequently subjected to identity-focused attacks. These attacks are often graphic in sexuality, gender, and race-based insults and target physical appearances. In addition to negatively impacting individuals' well-being, this violence also sends a message that women are not welcome in political spaces. When women are deterred from engaging in politics, we all lose. Social media, with its anonymity and tendency to polarize and misinform, has no doubt contributed greatly to this problem, and improved regulation is thus needed. However, the responsibility to act also lies with politicians themselves. We all must take a public stand against violence and harassment in politics. I urge you to do your part to ensure political debate is conducted civilly and respectfully, without personal attacks. The people of Ontario and our politicians at all levels must set an example by upholding the highest standards of conduct and supporting women in politics. The future strength of our democracy and the achievement of equal political participation depend on it. Wendy Taylor, Severn Township.